morning. Are you ready? You should put the laptop right into the square.
For cameras.
For the cameras, yes. Oh. Good morning, Sebastian.
Good morning, Mr. PM. How are you today?
I'm fine.
How was your business trip to Boston?
Well, actually, I didn't go, didn't feel like it, so. Do you want to open it as read-only?
I guess it should.
You have the same message of Windows coming out tomorrow. Oh, stand by. Just the waiting.
Okay, the waiting is for our marketing expert.
That's
rude. Project kick off.
Is there a schedule for this meeting?
Yes, there is, actually. I will. This is the agenda for today, for this meeting. It's important. Great. It's important that the laptops are exactly on the square for the cameras. Okay. Okay. We're here to develop a new product. I'm sure you've had a mail from our account manager about it. This is the first meeting to generate some ideas about it. You are here in a specific role. Ruud is here as the marketing expert. Roel is here as the user interface designer, and Sebastian is here in the role of industrial designer. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to do a little tool training for the tools we are going to use during the meetings we are going to have here. Then I will tell you a little bit about my idea of the project plan, and we will have a discussion. This meeting should take no more than 25 minutes, so you should keep that in mind.
Is there any room for a little presentation? Maybe during the discussion?
There is. Yeah, there is.
Okay.
No problem. Okay, this new product we are going to develop. It's a remote control, a television remote control. And first of all, it should be original, it should be trendy and user-friendly. Those are kind of easy goals. And I'm sure we can find more goals for the product we are going to develop. We will discuss later on more ideas about how the remote should look and how it should function and all those kind of things. The market, we should have a look at the market. We are going to use a project method during this development, which consists of three different design stages, the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. All of these stages mean that we do some individual work, prepare, and then meet to discuss our
progressions.
The progressions, yes. The first stage, the functional design, we are going to search for the user requirements, and we will make a specification of that. The second is the technical functional design. What effect should the remote have? Well, in this case, control the television, I think. And the last one is the working design. How exactly does it work in the technical sense? The other design stages, we will discuss that later. So we'll keep it with the functional design. Okay, Before we think about remote control, we will work with some of the tools we have here. As you see now, I can give a presentation. It's also possible to use this one as well. You can display two presentations as you want to. To show us a file, you'll need to place it in your project documents folder, which is on your desktop, at least it should be. Then we have this electronic whiteboard system. I will show that now. You can draw on the board using this pen. There are little
sensors,
so they're not grab it here with a little bit more to the end. It's on the eraser now, so we click the pen button. Okay, so not too fast writing. You can insert a new slide or whiteboard file by either using the insert function or by clicking the next button or the blank button. It's quite the same. All our smart board notes should be kept in the same file. So do not make a new file, just use this one during the day. You can use the eraser to make something go away.
But we all use the same whiteboard file.
Yes.
So we can work together on it while we're actually
yeah.
We only use it in the meetings.
Yeah, in the meetings, only in the meetings. It's really like a regular whiteboard. You can choose the format. Let me see. Well, I guess it's maybe because I'm not pen selected. Yeah, current color, you can choose another color. And for example, black, and you can choose the line width. So now I have a different line width and a color. Okay, quite easy. If you do have any questions, just ask me. I wrote down the documents. Should be in the project documents folder if you want to discuss it with us. As a little training, I will ask Ruud first to draw your own animal on a new slide with a different color and a different line width than the one now selected.
A rabbit.
Okay, well, great. Roel, could you do the same, please?
Of course.
But
of course.
A different animal with a different color and a different line width.
Black.
Sebastian is thinking about the animal.
I'm just guessing what should be my favorite animal.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it too.
Format.
Well, it looked more than a bunny than a cat, but
it worked, right?
It should be a cat. Okay. I'm guessing a horse.
Very good.
With a very small leg.
Not very good in drawing.
You should feed that that animal.
Well, I guess you get the idea.
Yes. Okay.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Okay. So you can use this at any time during the presentation if you want to. Any questions? Well, just let me know. Okay, back to our project. The remote control we are going to develop will have a selling price of about 25 euros. The profit we are looking for this project is 50 million euros, which is quite a number. We will focus this internationally, so the product will be sold if there is market interest in more than one country. And the production costs should not be more than €12.50. So we should keep that in mind during the development, because well, those are important numbers. Then the discussion. Maybe the time for Sebastian to show his presentation.
Yes, I have some technical issues which I would like to present to you before we start the discussion, because there might be some
limitations.
Situations.
Okay. Okay, great.
Okay. First, about my role, the role of the industrial designer. I would like to think about the implementation of things and the technical possibilities and impossibilities. So if someone of you comes up with ideas, I'll try to translate them in technical functions, but there might be some impossibilities. So that's one. I also will propose some implementation for that, but well, these are quite the same. Sorry about that. And I also will remind people of some new technical possibilities which are available and which might be interesting to implement in our product. I have some initial ideas about some things, which are maybe nice to take with you in the upcoming discussion. One thing about interoperability. I think modern remote control should control a device, a diverse subset of equipment. For instance, DVD player, cell phones, video and audio equipment. So one remote control for all your equipment.
For a cell phone?
Well, there should be some I think it can come in handy. We should discuss that. And we should think about the way how these things should communicate with each other. We're not living in the 1980s anymore, so infrared is not it's not really hot technical stuff anymore. But you should think about things like a Bluetooth
Yeah, but the infrared is well, a little bit old-fashioned if you would go back then.
But
all the TVs are equipped with infrared, so
well,
you can
not all. So that's
most of them.
So
or you should equip infrared and Bluetooth together.
Maybe.
In one.
But that's something we should discuss.
Yeah.
About everybody should think about it.
So that's just my role. I'll just give you everybody some technical input.
And I think now the time is to have a little discussion about what the product should be and how it should look.
Yeah.
But take these things into account when you start the discussion.
Okay, so the main points you are telling us are focus on the interoperability.
Yes, so
and
one thing, one remote control should control one or more pieces of equipment.
Okay.
And the way of communicating with these equipment.
Okay. Okay, good.
Okay.
That was your presentation?
That's it.
Okay, okay. Okay, great. I'll go back to my own presentation. Okay. I do think it's time now to discuss some things. Sebastian told us a few things about the technical implications. There are other things like how to make it trendy, which is, I think, most Ruud's role. The way how it should be controlled by the user, which is Ruud, during this part.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with you. How do you think the remote should function for the user?
Well, I had a few things in mind. Well, the interoperability, just like Sebastian said, remote should work on different TVs or even different devices.
Yeah.
So I think it's a universal remote control for customers to buy definitely a store.
Yes, I think
it's not for Philips or whatever to buy our remote for their own product, right?
Okay, so we're going business to consumer. No, we're it's
yeah,
not
I don't know. It's not. I have
not developing this product for a specific vendor. We're just developing this product and want to sell it to a very broad public. So
yeah.
It should fit to every device.
You agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, the technical function. But what you said is just by pressing the button, you should change the state of the TV. That's just the basic technical function.
Yeah.
So that was my part for this session.
So is that ease of use or is that more like?
Well, that's just the technical function is pure. What should the remote control do? What is his task as a device? It just should change.
Okay.
Space. So that's it. That's
you
probably more.
See the buttons as a means of doing this.
Yeah.
Or are there any other
controls? Yeah, buttons.
Okay.
Yeah, or maybe you want a touch screen or.
Well, I've seen these remote controls with this little stick, which you can move forward.
Yeah.
Sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
very easy for
a
user to switch. Yes.
Yeah.
To switch between channels or. Change in between tracks and the CD or chapters or DVD player. So maybe that's an idea.
Yeah. And for other user interface, I had, well, it's more industrial, I think. Point head of TV. I think it's quite disturbing when you always have to point directly to the TV, so you must point everywhere. So maybe infrared.
Maybe not even pointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't even point it. So. In that case, infrared should maybe be restriction to that.
Okay.
And is that the restriction through the range, the operating range too? So when you're not able to point at the device.
Yeah, if you go to
the
radio or yeah, for TV, you're always in the neighborhood of a TV. So I don't think the radio should be a problem to that, but if you want to get working with a radio and you're in outside your garden with just one speaker, then maybe the range should be
okay. Gentlemen, just a reminder, we have 5 minutes left for this meeting.
Two more things.
Okay.
He's able to feel the buttons without you have to know what you do without looking at the buttons, so it should be a user interface for feeling, it should be good to understand. You must feel the buttons for volume or whatever, I think.
Yeah.
And of course you don't always know where all buttons are, so it should be visible all, in dark too. So buttons dark. Those are two really user interface.
I'll write down glow in the dark.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, then I just want to hear Luc's input for this meeting. Do you have anything already, idea about how the market will respond to this, such a product, or what we should take in account when developing such a product?
Most things have already been set for multiple devices.
Mm-hmm.
And then infrared might be an issue.
Because?
Well, we said like 40,
mm-hmm.
but there are lots of devices already using infrared, so we have to think about it.
Okay. Okay, Sebastian, did you have any other
Views? Oh, yes, I did.
About a few minutes ago.
Yes, I remember. You said something about visibility in the dark. Would it be nice for a user to have a display in this remote control on which you can see functions, which makes it easier to operate?
Yeah, well, maybe. But it can be quite simple. You can just have white buttons with a black mark on it, the digits. In black, that is already visible in dark.
Okay.
So it don't have to be lightning or fancy. Well, it can be for design.
Yeah. Okay. Because we want to develop a trendy product.
Yes.
So
there's a cost limitation too.
Yeah. 12 euro 50.
So
yes.
Yeah. Big problem. I think the financial part of this project implicates that it's not going to be a high end product.
Okay.
The cost price is very low.
Just remember something. The digits, the painting on the buttons should not fade.
Okay.
You have to be very careful. Well, if you have the soft buttons always near the paint on it.
Okay. I have one point which comes in mind now. I think the device should either be rechargeable very easily, or should not consume too much power, because it's very annoying if you need to change the batteries every other week.
Yeah.
So maybe we could, for example, only light the buttons that are applicable at that moment, or I don't know. So that's more Sebastian's.
Yeah. But then Bluetooth might be a problem. Because I think Bluetooth
Uses a lot of.
Well,
that's.
I know it from cell phones.
I'm not sure.
Cell phones have integrated Bluetooth also, and, well, it seems to work quite okay.
Yeah.
So,
but you can't use Bluetooth all the time, 24 hours a day.
No.
Okay.
Gentlemen, it's over.
I'm afraid we do not have any more time. So, we will go back to our own work. Next meeting starts in 30 minutes. And well, you know your individual actions, or your personal coach will probably email you about it. So, which was
okay.
See you in 30 minutes.